It's a privilege to stand here this morning alive. Just tell the Lord thank you. Tell him thank you. Come on, is that how to tell the Lord thank you? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I said, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Come on, celebrate Jesus and take your wonderful seat this morning. I want to thank the Lord for the privilege to stand here this morning. I'm not taking it for granted. And I want to thank our spiritual parents. Please, can we celebrate them for this privilege for me standing here this morning? Then, if you are happy to see the month of December, please put your hands together for the Lord. I said, put your hands together for the Lord. Hallelujah. Quickly this morning, turn your Bible with me to Psalm 78 and verse 41. Psalm 78 and verse 41. If you are there, say, I'm there. If you are not there, say, wait for me. Are we there? Say, yeah. They turned back and tempted God and limited the only one of Israel. Please, can you help me walk to two or three persons and tell them this morning, don't limit God. I say, walk to two or three persons and tell them, don't limit God. In this month of December, don't limit God. Hallelujah. So this morning, I will be speaking to us by the leading of the Holy Spirit on what I titled, Don't Limit God. You see, the devil is not devilish enough to limit God. If you look at where we read, the Bible says, and they limited the Holy One of Israel. The question is, who are the people that limited God? The people of Israel limited God. So man has the ability, the capacity to limit God. Why did I say so? In Genesis chapter 1, the Bible says in verse 27, the Bible says, and God created man in his image. The reason why man had the lances to limit God, it means not to reduce God. What a man can do to the personality of God is that you reduce the visibility of the hand of God upon your life. So God created man in his own image. So because you are created in the likeness of God, you have the legality, you have the standing point to limit God. Number two reason why man has the ability to limit God is in verse 28. Because man was given authority. Help me tell your neighbor, I have authority. Come on, say it louder, let me hear. And God blessed them. Who did God bless? It's me. Are you sure God blessed you? Come on, say it louder. So man was given authority and God blessed them and God said unto them, be fruitful. Really? And multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion. Man have authority. You remember the Bible said, you are seated where? You are seated with Christ. It means you have the capacity to limit the visibility of God in your life. So this morning, I came to prophesy from this scripture. if you don't understand the kind of person that you are, if you don't understand what the authority God has bestowed on you, I stand on this altar by privilege to declare that in this month of December, it shall be a month of blessing for you. I am an answer. I said it shall be a month of fruitfulness for you. It shall be a month of multiplication for you. And you shall subdue every power from the pit of hell over your life, over your family, over your destiny, over your children, in the name of Jesus. If you believe that, shout that amen louder. So quickly, I want to unveil to us that how can I limit God? From what I've explained, you will understand with me that man has that capacity to limit the visibility hand of God. Man has that capacity because you have been given authority, because you are seated with Christ. How do I limit God? Remember I said, Satan is not devilish enough to limit God. But man has that capacity. Hallelujah. In that the same Psalm 78 and verse 42. The Bible says, they remember not his hand, not the day when he delivered them from the enemy. God is speaking to the people of Israel. And he's saying to them, he said, they remember not. How do you limit God? Number one, you limit God when you live a life of forgetfulness. You limit God when you live a life of forgetfulness. Things the Lord has done for you from January till this time, and then you are looking as if God has not done anything for you. The life that you have is a life to be thankful for. The people of Israel that God brought them out, they remember not his hand. And that is why the scripture we have read in verse 41 said, and the people limited the holy hand of God. They limited the Holy One of Israel. Why? Because they forget. They remember not his hand. First Samuel chapter 17 and verse 37. First Samuel chapter 17 and verse 37. David said, moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the paws of the lion and out of the paws of the bear, he would deliver me out of the hand of these Philistines. David was confronted with Goliath, and he could remember vividly, as it is shown to us in this scripture, and the Bible says, he said to them that the Lord has delivered me. It means that is a remembrance of what God has done. The Lord has given you one child, and then you are trusting God for another, and every time you look as if like a woman or a man that has never had a child, you are not thankful. For David, he could say it out clearly that people could hear. Give me Psalm 105 verse 1. Psalm 105 verse 1. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. call upon his name, make known his deeds among men. Verse 2. Sing unto him. Sing psalm unto him. Talk ye all his what? Wondrous works. So God is interested to hear you thank him. God is interested to hear you talk about him, of what he has done for you. There are so many things the Lord has done for you, and you are living like somebody God has not done anything for. Be thankful. Help me tell your neighbor, be thankful to God. Come on, say it louder, let me hear. In Luke chapter 18 verse 43, it's a story of a man that cried to the Lord for a help. The Bible says, and immediately he received his sight and followed him. What does he do? He glorified God. God will do something for you and then your mouth is closed. If you are eaters of testimony, you will not see the testimony replicate again. You won't see it. Glorify God. And all the people, when they saw it, gave what? Praise unto God. So, anytime people are not giving praise because you are alive, or because God has done something for you, is a sign that you are limiting the efficacy of the hand of God upon your life. So what am I saying this morning? If you want to see more, what do you do? Give thanks. The Bible says, all things what you should do is to give thanks. The way you can limit God is when you are living a life of forgetfulness. You are limiting God. It's where people give praises, that is where he dwells. If you want to see the hand of God more and more in your life, in this season, in this celebration of Jesus' birth, you must live a life of thanksgiving. From January, it's enough for you to say, Lord, thank you. Why are you dancing? Why are you smiling? Why are you rejoicing? It's because God has done something. It may not be visible that men should see, but it is visible to you in your heart. Number two, how do you limit God? Give me Psalm 74. Sorry, Psalm 78. The same scripture we read. And verse 43. The Bible is telling us about the people of Israel. The Bible says how he had wrought his signs in Egypt and his wonders in the field of Zoan. Give me verse 44. He sent diverse sort of flies among them, which devour them, and frogs which destroy them. Now, what is the essence of what I'm saying? Number two reason, or a sign that you are limiting the hand of God, is when you rely on your ability. When you depend on yourself. In Proverbs chapter 3 verse 5, the Bible makes us to understand. Proverbs chapter 3 verse 5. He said, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not on your own understanding. Don't lean on your understanding. Men fail when they believe on their ability. God brought the people of Israel out of Egypt, yet they believe it is their own strength that brought them out. The reason why our life is like this today is because we depend on certificate. We depend depend on what we know. We depend on how skillful we are. We depend on our family. We depend on where we are coming from. And for that reason, you limit the hand of God. You see, anytime you depend on self, God now depends on his own self. It limits the hand of God. 2 Chronicles chapter 14 verse 11. Second Chronicles chapter 14 and verse 11. And Asa cried unto the Lord his God and said, Lord, it is nothing with thee to help, whether with many or with them that have no power. He said, help us, O Lord our God, for we rest on thee. If you don't want to limit, or if you see your life in a point where things are no longer working, the more you pray, the more you don't see result, it means you are relying on yourself. A battle came upon these people, and all they could say to the Lord and said, for we rest on you. Some of you in an exam hall, you know, you have this exam, you have done so much justice to it, and then the paper is being given to you. Instead of you to pray, you now trust on what you know. It means you are resting on yourself. The people said, for we rest on thee, and thy name will go against this multitude. We are not going with our own strength. So, if you don't want to limit the hand of God in this season, don't rely on your strength. Help me tell your neighbor, don't rely on your strength. Rely on God. Judges chapter 16 verse 20. Because anytime you rely on yourself, you will be disappointed. And she said, the Philistines be upon thee, Samson. And he awoke out of his sleep and said, I will go out as at other times before and shake myself. And they wist not that the Lord was departed from him. What does Samson said? He said, I will go out to do as usual. It means he depended on his own strength. He saw battle and he said, let me go out and do as usual. You see, in this kingdom, you don't do things by your strength. You don't. For Samson, it's a lesson to us. He said, let me go and do as usual. Because you have given birth for once. You are pregnant again. And then you said, if I deliver well in the first time, then the second one will not be a problem. It means you are depending on your strength. Because you have business that is fetching you money, and then you think that the business can sustain you, it means you are relying on self. For something, he said, let me go out. Let me exercise myself as usual. But when he depended on himself, something happened. The Bible said, and the Lord departed from him. So, anytime you depend on yourself, anytime you think that you are a man, that you can impregnate your wife, is a sign. And God will be looking at you. I said, let me wait and see if sperm can impregnate a woman. Because Jesus came to this world, Mary know not a man, and yet the Bible said the Holy Ghost will come upon you. So it is not sperm that manifests, that produce children. That is faith. think. Now let me say this. Some of you, have you entered a car that you know the driver before, or you don't know the driver before? Have you ever traveled and then you don't know the driver? My question is, if you can trust the driver you don't know, can't you trust God? Sometimes the driver will go out to smoke. Sometimes they will drink. And yet you will be in that bus and be sleeping. You don't know the driver, but something is telling you that this driver will drive me safe. That the same thing should tell you that God will be the one that will take you there, not the driver. So anytime you depend on, I am a casket to her. Anytime you depend on yourself, it makes God to step out of your case. It makes God to step aside. He's telling you that you can do it yourself. Oh, be go. It means you believe in yourself. There is nothing wrong to believe in yourself. But the place of God is a place where we rely. God is our source. It is God we depend on. So, anytime you rely on your own ability, you limit God. Number three, Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 17. If thou shalt say in thy heart, these nations are more than I, how can I dispose them? Number three, way you limit the hand of God is what you conceive in your heart. The conception of your heart. If thou shalt say it in thy heart. You see, in this kingdom, God hears your heart than what you say. Do you hear what I said? I said in this kingdom, God listens to your heart than what you say. These are the people of Israel. God has already told them, I have given you the land. I have given you the land. But in their heart, they said, God has not given us. In their heart, fear was in their heart. And for that reason, God said, I don't have that capacity to walk. Because your heart is already corrupted. That is why I said, in this kingdom, God hears your heart than what you say. If you like, stand to tell people that you are A, but in your heart, you know that you are B. So our heart is very important to God. That is the place where God hears us from. I think in Romans chapter 8 and verse 26, the Bible says, we know not what to pray, but the Holy Spirit help. It means God knows our heart. It helped our infirmities, for we know not. So if you don't know what to pray, it means God knows what is in your heart. So if you like, deceive yourself and be covering things in your heart and then thinking God will not know and be speaking in tongues. God knows your heart. The reason why the visibility of what you are looking for has not been released is because your heart has conceived evil. 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 39. Then hear thou in heaven, thy dwelling place and forgive and do and give to every man according to his ways, whose heart thou knowest. You can pretend for your friends. You can pretend to people. God knows your heart. Even though only knowest the heart of all the children of men, as you are seated here now, some of you, now that you are here, your heart is transacting. Daddy told us, he said, market is not the noiseless place on earth. Market is not the noiseless place on earth. He said, our heart. And he said to us, he said, learn to speak to your heart. My heart, be quiet. So God knows your heart. So if your heart is corrupt, the hand of God will be limited to reach you. The hand of God will be limited. So this month, I want you to know, from January till now, what you have been praying for that you have not seen, maybe it could be at the result of what I'm mentioning this morning. And I want you to make alignment this morning, because there is something God will do this month that only thing that will come out of your mouth is, Jesus did it. Only thing that you can explain is, Jesus did it. Please help me tell your neighbor, Jesus did it. If you believe it, shout it loud. Let me hear. Number 4, 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12. See, the Bible says, those that compare themselves with themselves are not wise. So, you can limit the hand of God when you compare yourself with another person. Sir, I can never be you. You can never be me. When you begin to compare yourself, I said, my mate, this my friend has gone to school and I'm still a secondary. What is wrong with me? The moment you begin to compare yourself, you begin to limit the hand of God. My mates are married, yet I am not married. What is wrong with me? You are limiting God. You are limiting him already. When you compare yourself, the people that we married at the same time, they have 2-3 children, but yet I'm still in my 6th year, no child. Anytime you begin to murmur, anytime you begin to compare yourself, God begins to step out. He begins to step out. Look at what is happening to his life. He has already built it. He already has a car, and I am still trekking. Anytime you begin to compare yourself, you are telling God, stay aside, stay far from me. It means anytime you compare yourself, you are telling the Lord that the investment you have deposited in me is a waste. Because as far as our faces are different, it's a sign that what God has invested in us are different. So when you compare yourself among yourself, you limit God. Don't compare yourself to others, because you have no idea what their journey is all about. Don't compare yourself with others, because you don't have idea how their journey is all about. That is why I said the deposit of God in us are different. That is why we have pastors, we have prophets, we have evangelists, we have apostles, we have teachers. So for that reason, you don't need to compare yourself with a teacher if you are a prophet. You don't need to copy another. You are telling God it's a waste of investment in my life. Number five. Genesis chapter 15 from verse 1 to 6. I've said it here before and I will say it again. Genesis chapter 15, sorry. After these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abram in a vision, saying, fear not, Abram. I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. And Abram said, Lord God, what wilt thou give me, seeing I go childless, and the stepbrother of my house is this Eliezer of Damascus? And Abram said, behold, to me thou hast given no seed, and lo, one born in my house is my heir. And behold, the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, this shall not be thy heir, but he that shall come forth out of thy own birth shall be thy heir. Verse 5. And he brought him forth abroad and said, look now toward heaven and tell the stars, if thou be able to number them. And he said unto him, so shall thy seed be. And verse 6. And he believed in the Lord, and he counted it to him for righteousness. Now, God met with a man called Abram. As at this time, God has not changed his name to Abraham. And when God met with him, he brought a petition before God. And he said to God, I don't have a child. And the Lord said to him, I will give you a child. And the Bible said, he believed. Give me verse. Genesis 16 verse 1. Now Sarah, Abraham's wife, bare him no children. And she had an handmaid, an Egyptian, whose name was Hagar. Verse 2. And Sarah said unto Abraham, behold now, the Lord has restrained me from bearing, I pray thee, go in unto my maid. It may be that I may obtain children by her. And Abraham hearkened to the voice of Sarah. A man God spoke to, that he believed, God told him, I will give you a child. You see, you limit the hand of God when you are impatient. Help me tell your neighbor, anyone Naju. God said to him in verse 15, and he said to him, ah, yeah. He said, I will give you your own son. And Sarah came up. You see, anytime God says something to you, there are people that will come. The people will not be far. Somebody that is close to you will come to defy the prophecy. If you are not sensitive, you will lose the efficacy of what God has said to you. It was not somebody that was far. It was the wife. You remember Adam? You know what Eve did to him? A man that God spoke to. You see, I have problem with people. If God speaks to you, and then you violate what God said to you. I have a friend, a pastor friend. Anytime we pray together, what he will say is, Lord, speak, I will obey. Now, the person is praying for God to speak, and somebody is privileged to hear God, and such a person is disobeying God. You remember Ruth chapter 1? When Elimelech left the place because of a farmer, because of impatience, he left the city. The Bible said he died because of impatience. He lost two of his children. If you look at Ruth chapter 2 and verse 1, what he was running away from, that nothing good can come out of this place, his own brother was the best thing that God blessed. Impatient. So anytime you are running and your legs are faster than the voice of God, you are close to your grave. What Abraham did here took them 25 years to have a child. 25 years. That is what impatience did. It wouldn't have come to pass until the angels that passed through his house, before he received them, and then they now say, where is your wife? In fact, when they said to Sarah that your wife by this time next year she will be pregnant, she laughed. Anytime you are impatient, you will produce rubbish. That is why Agar gave birth to Ishmaelite, and that is what we are fighting today. Anytime you are impatient, the result of your impatience will produce rubbish. It will become a reproach. Generation to generation will see it. Put your right hand on your chest. Say, Lord, this month of December, I will be patient with you. Say it louder. Let me hear. Psalm 37, verse 7. Are you learning something this morning? Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Put your right hand on your chest. Say, Lord, I will wait patiently for you. Don't be in a hurry. I will wait. I think in Job chapter 14 verse 4. Is it 14 verse 14 or 7 verse 4? 7 verse 14. He said, I will wait until my appointed time. I will wait. I think Job 7, 14 or Job 14, 14. I will wait. Number 6, as I try to close. Mark chapter 6 and verse 5. And he could dare do no mighty work, save that he laid his hands upon a few sick folk and healed them. And he marveled because of their unbelief, and he went round about the village teaching. Unbelief limits the hand of God. This is God himself. He came to a city because of their unbelief. He couldn't do much. Even God himself marveled because of their unbelief. The word of God has said to you that you are healed, but yet you believe not. Unbelief. The word of the Lord has said to you, you are blessed with spiritual blessings. Because of your unbelief, you can't see them. You limit the hand of God. God have showed you something and said, next year, this is what will come to your hand. You believe not. The reason why you did not see it is because you did not believe. It's because of your unbelief. Number 7. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24. The Bible says, by his stripe we were healed. You limit the hand of God when you don't believe his written words concerning your life. Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Past tense. It means before the sickness came, the provision of healing is there. What is needed of you is to stretch to receive. So, if you don't believe the written word of God, you limit the hand of God on your life. You limit it. 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 9. For ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich. You believe not. You said, if God that is rich became poor so that me I can become rich, why is my life like this? So anytime you murmur, you limit the hand of God. You limit his hand. In Psalm 23 verse 1, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. You know. But there is a problem. Because there is lack now, you believe not his word. You believe not. Psalm 34 verse 20. Psalm 34 verse 20. All his bones, not one of them is broken. Give me another translation, maybe NLT. That is the word of God for your life. For the Lord protects the bones of the righteous. It means as you are traveling, your bones are not licensed to scatter on the highway. That is the word of God. He said, not one of them will be broken. But if you don't believe it, if you don't believe the written word of God, you will not see the efficacy of this word in your life. Ellen, you will not see it. The bones of the righteous. Please help me tell your neighbor, say, my bones will not be scattered on the highway. In this season of December, my bones will not be scattered on the highway. If you believe, shout that amen. Let me hear. Come on, shout that amen. Let me hear. Finally, Isaiah chapter 59 from verse 1 to 2. Maruha fakletoskete. Listen, the Lord's arm is not too weak to save you, nor is ear too deaf to hear you call. Verse 2. It is your sins that have cut you off from God. Because of your sins, he has turned away and will not listen anymore. He will not listen anymore. Sin limit the hand of God. Adurea forward, Joanne Ojo Laiwe. When you live in sin, God is far from you. This month of December, made up your mind to flee away from sin. Please give me King James. Let me show us something. Go to verse. Oh, it's okay. Say, but your iniquities. Go to verse 1. Let me take it from there. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that he can save, neither is ear heavy that he cannot hear you. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sin have hide his face from you, that he may not hear you. You know, there are two things there. There is difference between sin and iniquity. Sin is the act of breaking the law of God. When you are not yet born again, you know, you can be born into a Christian family and not born again. So you see lies as a normal thing. It's not a sin to you. But when you receive Christ, you know that anytime you lie, it becomes a sin. When you know the truth and you are still swimming in that sin, it becomes iniquity. For instance, you lie today. Maybe you lie to me, God forbid. And then you go on your knees and ask God for forgiveness. Tomorrow, you still go to do it. It's called iniquity. You are confessing this sin today because you break it. You don't know the repercussion. But now that you are in Christ and you are still fornicating, now that you are in Christ, you are still cheating people, it becomes an iniquity. And what is the repercussion? He said, your sins have hide his face. It means anytime you sin, the face of God is far from you. And anytime you commit iniquity, what will happen? There will be a separation. So if you don't want separation from God, don't swim in iniquity. Don't swim in sin. And my counsel this morning, as I close, three ways to stop limiting God and yourself. You see, anytime you limit God, you limit yourself. If you limit God, it does not reduce God, but it reduces what God is supposed to do in your life. Remember, I said, I stand at the door of your heart knocking. So God does not force himself on people. He seeks for your counsel. He stands to knock. If you will open, he will come. If you refuse, he will not come. So what are my counsels? Three ways to stop limiting God. Change your thoughts. The way you think before. There are so many things I will mention, but time is no longer on our side. The way you think can limit God. So for that reason, change your thinking. Stop saying I will die. There is a fear of death in my life. The more you think it, it becomes a reality. It forms a picture in your heart. So you are afraid of death. So change the way you think. It means stop focusing on the obstacles. The problem you are passing through, stop focusing on them. And what you are to do is to focus on the opportunity. Opportunity of what the Lord has done in the scripture. Let it be a reality in your life. Change your thought. That this sickness killed this man. He's my neighbor. He died because of this sickness. And the same sickness is happening to you. Don't think that you will die. Change your thought. And focus on the opportunity in the scriptures. Because your neighbor did not have child. You will not have. Stop thinking like that. Because if your thought can limit God. Remember, I said what you conceive in your heart limits God. Number two, change your belief. Stop believing lies. What you hear from news, what you hear from social media, believe in what God has said. Stop believing lies. Start believing truth. And finally, change your actions. Stop making excuses. Start making plans. Rise to your feet. Are you blessed this morning? Are you blessed this morning?
I want us to pray a prayer. I want you to beg the Lord. In any way I have limited you, Lord, forgive me. In any way I have limited your hand in my life, Lord, forgive me. Prayer has already started.